Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, Angel of the Lord.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Thus says the Lord, See, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Be attentive to him and heed his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sin. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. My angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, and I will wipe them out. The Word of the Lord. Jewish and early Christian readers of this passage interpreted the angel as Joshua, Moses' assistant and successor as leader of the people, who would guide the Hebrews into the promised land. The church, combining the Exodus text with the gospel for today, in which Jesus speaks of the personal angels of the children, has also expounded upon the spiritual senses of our pericope. Yes, Jesus is the angel that leads us. Joshua, a Hebrew name, Jehoshua, also means Jesus. So you could take it to be Jesus. But in this context, we want to take it as our guardian angels. And Jesus says we each have one. The angel, our guardian angel, leads and protects us through life until we reach the promised land of heaven. I personally love this passage, as it was a great support to me many years ago when my life was falling apart and I didn't know what to do or where to go. But whether we face personal difficulties, illness, natural disasters, we are never alone. We know that God is always with us. But also, our Catholic faith tells us that we each have a guardian angel whose duty is to help us each moment of our lives so that we can find salvation in Christ. But we also have a cloud of witnesses, as the letter to the Hebrews says, and we can call upon them as well. Perhaps we have a parent that's deceased. We can ask them to help us. Or we have, of course, the Blessed Mother, and we have all the saints, and we may have a special patron saint that we can ask for help, or when we're doing certain things, when I'm preparing to study or write something, I say a prayer to Thomas Aquinas and Catherine of Siena for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And of course, asking for the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit, and we have Jesus himself. We have the whole divine court of heaven to help us if we can remember. If you have not read Cardinal John Henry Newman's poem, The Dream of Gerontius, I highly recommend it to you. In it, we see the old man, which is what Gerontius means. And his guardian angel is assisting him as he dies in his final temptations and passage to heaven. The angel even holds his hand, and the author says his hand is huge. We tend to think of little guardian angels as these little putti that sit around on shelves or paintings, but they're magnificent beings. So the angel holds his hand and guides him until he reaches the veiled presence of God for his own personal or particular judgment. If he's not ready to enter heaven at that moment, and Gerontius is not, then the angel accompanies his soul to purgatory until he is completely purified in order to freely enter in to the radiant, dynamic, complete presence of the Holy Trinity. Today is a good day, a good time, the appropriate time to express our gratitude to this celestial being who walks with us through life. And yet at the same time, as Jesus says, looks upon the face of my heavenly Father. Always looks upon the face. So he's always in God's presence. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your loving and tender provision for us each moment of our lives. You told St. Catherine of Siena that all the way to heaven is heaven, because you are the way, the truth, and the life. Help us to be grateful for all your manifestations and assistance, especially through our own personal guardian angel, until we enter your holy presence, Father, Son, and Spirit, to experience the eternal bliss with you and all your saints and angels. Amen.